authority for a parent is based a lot upon perception. I don't mean the perception of the parent. I mean the perception of the children or the teens. When I was in grad school, we learned all kinds of techniques on how to establish structure. They didn't like the word authority when I was in grad school. I'll tell you that now. They probably still don't. Authority is, well, it's not nice. Can't we all just get along? Can't we all cooperate? Can't we all hold hands and sing kumbaya? So, as a result, we didn't use the word authority very much. Oh, we had a few renegades here and there that said it, but for the most part, the much more sensitive of us talked about compromise, negotiation, techniques. Techniques were big. Now, part of the problem here, you could have the best techniques in the world, but if your kid doesn't perceive that you mean this, doesn't perceive that you have authority, your technique is going to have a hard time working. Let me give you an example. I personally believe that the generation above me, my mom and dad, and Harold Ziegler, his generation, was the last generation in America, across the board, to have authority. Permit me to illustrate. I will tease my clients, asking them, what would your parents have done had you talked to them the way your son or your daughter is talking to you? Now, typically, they would say, I wouldn't talk to my mom that way. Why not? I knew. You knew what? Something would happen. What? I don't know. Why don't you know? It never happened. Why didn't it happen? I never did it. Why didn't you do it? Something would happen. What? I don't know. Why not? It never happened. Who's on first? I don't know. Third base? It's an Abbott and Costello routine. But you see what it speaks of. Somehow, some way, inculcated in so many of us was the perception that you just didn't go at your parents. Oh, you could have been sneaky and you did immature things. We all did that stuff. I did once. Yeah, I think I was 12. I think I misbehaved once when I was 12. Yeah, you know, I made a sign of the cross with my left hand or something like that. I forget what it was. However, I just didn't think about if my dad would tell me, Raymond, go to bed, that I'd challenge him, I'd come out. You see, for kids to overtly challenge parents like this, I mean, just to keep coming at them, to defy, to argue, to relentlessly create a problem, means somehow, some way along the line, they did not develop the perception of authority. They didn't have it. Parents have to teach it. There has to be the idea that the parent means what he or she says. I walked into a lawyer's office once, just back when we had 6 or 7 kids, piddling amount. Kids were all little. They were all under 7, something like that. We walked into the office, beautiful office, all kinds of fancy furniture. Secretary saw us walk in. You should have seen her face blanch. Oh, no, they're going to set fires. They're going to torture small barnyard animals. They're going to spray paint their names in the furniture. I saw her look at us, and I figured she was already billing us. So I said to the kids, okay, guys, find seats, please. They scattered like marbles. They all found seats. She said, I'm impressed. I said, don't be. Because I had to work up to this. I had to develop that perception of authority so that I didn't have to say to them, all right, you guys need to find seats, and if you don't, when we get home, you're going to be in big trouble because there's going to be all kinds of things that are going to happen to you, and I mean it. Don't push me on this one. If we have to go outside right now in the car, I'm going to smack your bottom. No, I didn't have to do that. Why? Perception of authority. When we got my son, he was 4 years old when we adopted him. He was diagnosed, very serious condition, behaviorally regressive attitudinal trauma. Okay, for those of you slow here, B-R-A-T. He was defiant, he was bratty, he was obnoxious. The first time I put him in the corner, I made it very clear that he wasn't going to leave that corner. There was no way. All 180 pounds of his father was not going to allow him to leave that corner. Clearly, I had to establish the perception of authority. Otherwise, he would have eaten me alive like he ate the foster parents alive. What's he doing now? Well, he's in jail. But he respects authority and he runs a Bible study. All right, no, he's not in jail yet. He's 24. Still got a lot of that residual brattiness in him. Nevertheless, how do you teach authority? How do you teach parents how to establish the perception that the children should have that mom and dad means this? If I defy him, if I challenge him, if I escalate for an hour and a half in a major temper fit, which, by the way, temper fits used to be the domain of 2- and 3-year-olds. Now they're the domain of 8, 10, 12, 15, 17-year-olds. We parents have to establish the perception of authority. Now, the question becomes, okay, Dr. Ray, you've set us up. Tell us, how do you establish the perception of authority? Well, there's two ways. One, I can't tell you now because I got to take a break. I can tell you in future shows. Or two, many of my books talk about it. How's that for a cheap plug?